Good morning. We'll go ahead and get started. It's good to see everybody here this morning, except for all the women. They're still not here. Several of the women went to a craft fair this weekend, and they're supposed to be back. They have an hour to get here, so we'll see. Let the slow stragglers get in, and then we'll say a prayer. Shall we pray? Our most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this beautiful fall morning in the cool temperatures. And just pray, Father, that you will be with us this morning as we continue to study your word. And just pray, Father, that I can present the lessons in a way that everybody can understand it and apply it to our life, Father, and help us in our Christianity. Pray, Lord, that you will forgive us our many sins. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We are continuing our study in the Johns. 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. We are still in 1st John. Anybody have any questions or comments on what we've looked at so far? Okay. Again, this is just the outline. We are on number 2, looking at the certainty, the certainty of our salvation. And John is going through these different areas. And it's, you know, we can know that we are certain of our salvation because we're abiding in God's love through good conduct, good deeds, faith in Jesus, says God, no fear, and a love of our brethren. And we are dropped down to chapter 4, and we're going to pick up in verse 7. Knowing God through love. Beloved, let us love one another, even though sometimes that might be hard, okay? But let us love one another. For love is of God. What does that mean? Love is of God. God is love, okay? Do we see any love coming from the devil? Yes, sir.
I look at it as God is love. We can't separate God and love. That's what it is.
Okay, we can't separate God from love and love from God, right. You know, we don't see anything love related to the devil, do we? No, we don't. Okay, and remember, there's only two ways, right or wrong, God or the devil, and love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Okay? He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God is love. And sometimes I've heard people misquote that. And they'll say that, how can I put this? That things did not happen because it was not God who did this or did that, because God is love. You know, but when you look in the Old Testament and we see how God, if I can use the word, punished the children of Israel for not following him, oh, God didn't do that because God is love. It's like, no, God did do that because he loved his children. And he was trying to get them to turn back to the truth, you know. But God is love. And if you don't love, there's no way that you can be of God. Okay, you can't call yourself a Christian if you don't love, if you don't know what love is, if you don't love other people, because God is love. Verse 9. In this, the love of God was manifested towards us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Okay? And remember, this is John is writing these epistles because of the Gnostic teachers saying that Jesus wasn't of God, that he wasn't a spirit, because good and evil could not exist together, and human body was evil, so there's no way that God existed in Jesus because of that. And so that's what he's trying to say here, you know, that God loved us so much that he sent his Son to us, okay, that we might live through him. How do we live through Jesus?
By doing his work.
Showing our love for others. Showing our love for others. Okay. Yes.
By allowing his light to shine through us.
Letting his light shine through us. Do we have life after death without Jesus? No, we don't, do we? We don't. Okay, so yes, God sent his Son to this earth so that we might live through him. And how are we getting that life? We're getting it when Jesus comes back. Debbie?
I disagree that we don't have life after Jesus, or without Jesus.
Okay.
Because if you're saying that there's no life after Jesus, then the ones that don't believe in him and go to hell, they don't live any longer.
Right.
Right,
yeah, correct. Yeah, they do have a life, but it's not a life, you know. They're going to be alive because they're going to be alive in hell, but they're not alive like we will be, you know, in heaven. Yes. Yes. Very true. Good song. Thank you. We have a tendency to forget about those songs because those are usually, they're not in our song books. They were the youth songs, you know. And so those of us who have dealt with, you know, youth camps and things like that, and youth rallies, you know, we know those songs, and they are very dear to our hearts and very good songs. Thank you. Verse 10. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sin. What is that big word? Propitiation. Okay, he took on our sin. Okay. Beloved, verse 11, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. So God loved us so much that he sent his Son that we can live through him. And God loved us so much that he sent his Son to take on our sins. And if God loves us so much, then we ought to share that love. We ought to share God's love and love one another. And sometimes that might not be easy, as I started off, okay? Somebody might grate you the wrong way, but we still have to love them because God loved us. Any questions or comments on those first, or those 11, or verses 7 through 11? Yes.
Two things.
Okay.
Why would you hurt somebody and love them at the
You get us all excited for two things, and you're only going to tell us one. Fine. Okay.
Going off of the parental thing, being a parent myself, and the aspect of tough love, do you think God shows us tough love?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, I mean, again, look back at the Old Testament and how the things that he did to the Israelites to get them to turn around and, you know, to come back. Right, spare the rod, spoil the child. Right, and you see that a lot of things, you know, that they did wrong, and God punished them for it. You know, that's a tough love, and that's how it is with our children. We love them, and we tell them to do things or not to do things, and when they disobey, you know, they get grounded, they get punished, they get spanked, they get, you know, whatever. You know, and it's a tough love, but you've got to teach them somehow, okay? Okay, verse 12, seeing God through love, and this is, again, my Bible has these headings, and that's what that is there, seeing God through love. No one has seen God at any time, and we've talked about this, okay, that no one can see God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. Okay? Again, this is going on. God loves us, and we should love one another. And God abides in us. How does God abide in us?
By how we treat each other.
By how we treat each other. Holy Spirit abides in us, part of the Godhead. Okay. God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. Okay. Is our love, our personal love, is it perfect? No, it's not. But God's love is perfect in us.
And
God's love makes us perfect. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, there's all kinds of. I love my puppy dog, you know. I love go fishing. I love, well, I don't love hunting, but, you know. But, yeah, there's all kinds of different loves. But God's love is true love, like you said, agape love. Verse 13, by this we know that we abide in him, that we abide in God, and God abides in us. Because he has given us of his Spirit. He has given us a portion of himself. And again, sometimes it's kind of hard to understand the Trinity, you know, the Godhead, you know, God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit are the same. And we've been looking at this some in our Wednesday night class. And it's interesting in our Wednesday night class, the Truth Project, of how that relationship of God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, he takes that relationship and applies it to several different other things in life, and how that relationship applies to all these different avenues in life. And it was real interesting that how that relationship works. Kat?
Something that I learned yesterday at the Ladies' Day in Kashmir, the word Trinity is not in the Bible. It's God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, but it translates when Jesus, you know, was on earth, he was all of us. The three together, all of us and everything. And when we, you know, were baptized, we put on Jesus. And if we do his will, then we are, like he always said, made perfect by him. We are not perfect by any stretch, but by having Jesus or the Holy Spirit in us,
yeah, we seem to be having an issue with that today. And your speaker was from Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh.
It was on the paper I took off the bulletin board. Okay. So again, the Holy Spirit, when we're baptized, we the Holy Spirit abides in us. God abides in us through that Holy Spirit. In verse 14, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Again, he's dealing with the Gnostic teachers that are bringing in this false religion, this false teachings. Okay, we got to be careful of that. Bringing in this false teachings that said that Jesus was not the Son of God. Or they were saying that, okay, he was the Son of God, but his earthly, how was it they put it, the earthly died, and the Spirit took over his body until he was crucified, when he left the body and the body died. Okay? So that again, they were getting into that point to where the Spirit, you know, good and evil could not exist in the same person. So there's no way that a body which is evil could house the Spirit of God in that same body. Okay? So that's what they're saying here, is that, you know, we have seen it. We have seen Jesus. We walked with Jesus. We listened to Jesus. We sat at Jesus' feet, and we could testify that the Father did send his Son to this earth as the Savior of this world. So again, he's reiterating what he said, remember, at the beginning of this chapter, beginning of this book. Verse 15, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So again, we see that same connection between us and Jesus and God. Okay? Verse 16, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. Again, God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Okay, again, we're talking about our salvation. How do we know that, you know, we are saved? How do we know that, you know, who we are? And it's because of God's love. God is love. And if God is abiding in us, then we're abiding in God. And he abides in us. And it's, excuse me. So, you know, there's that connection between us and God, because God is love, and the love we have for him and he has for us and Jesus and everything, because he sent his Son for us. Any other comments on these verses? Did you remember number two? We'll move on then. Verses 17 through 19. Of 1 John 4. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Huh? What does that mean?
Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Confidence.
Confidence. Very important word there. Yes, it is. Okay. God is love. So God has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. That's one of the things in my Bible's back there on the We Care Bible on the front of it. It says, do you know for certain that if Jesus were to come right now, that you would go to heaven? And people, you know, when you ask them, do you know for certain that you're going to heaven? Well, I hope so. I think so. No, with this love that we have with God and God has in us, we need to know for certain that when that day of judgment comes, whenever that is, that we have that confidence that we're going to go to heaven. And we need to have that confidence, don't we?
Yes.
We don't need to be, I hope so. I mean, I didn't do too good yesterday, but today I hope to do better, you know. So I hope I'm going to go to heaven. No, we need to have that confidence that when that day comes, when that day of judgment comes, whenever it is, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe in our lifetime, maybe not, but that day will come, that we're going to be called up first and go to heaven.
Yeah, the word confidence, it's 1 John 2:28. It says, and now, little children, abide in him, that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming.
Okay. That's it. 1 John 2:28. Okay. Kathy? Really?
If we have, like you Fred said, the confidence while we're living on our own, if we're doing God's will, we're teaching others, if we're showing God's love, then we are confident. If we don't know and we're not bearing fruit, then we are of the world, not just in the world.
Right.
Well, Terry came back with a jacket on, so I figured I'd check the thermometer, and it's 63 in here. It was still set on cold, so that's the reason. So I put it on automatic, so the heat should come on here, and you should warm up.
We're just
cold. I know, but 63 is cold. I agree. So I did you a favor. I turned the heat on, hopefully. So yes, I'm still here. I'm just looking out for the flock.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It felt good to me, but that's me. But we need to have that boldness. We need to have that confidence. Okay? Are we going to sin?
Yes,
we are. We're going to stumble. But we don't need to stay down. We need to get back up. Okay? We need to have that confidence. 18, there is no fear in love. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us.
Okay. Do we fear God? It's a healthy fear. Okay. Yeah, we need to fear God because, you know, when we talk about the Old Testament, you know, I'll boil it down to we need to, God means what he says. Boil the Old Testament down to me, God means what he says. When he says, do this, he wants you to do it. When he says, there it is, here's a heater. When it says, he says, don't do this, he means don't do this. That's the Old Testament. That's what we see with the children of Israel. Do this, I mean it. Don't do this, I mean it. Okay? And so, yeah, we need to fear that in that, yes, God is love, but yet he has told us if you don't do what we read in the New Testament, how we need to live our Christian life, and we're going to talk about this more next hour, so I'm not going to go into it in great detail now, but he means that this is how we need to work, live as a Christian. These are the things that we need to do if you want to go to heaven. Okay, when that day of judgment comes, if you have not been doing these things, if you have not been living this Christian life, then your option's not heaven. Okay? And so, yeah, we need to fear that. But not to the point that we don't realize that, yes, I've been living a Christian life. I'm going to go to heaven. Okay? Tori? She would.
But it's like that mutual kind of respect and fear.
Yeah, we were in Yellowstone as a massive elk. I mean, it was like, you know, 6-7 points on each side. And she wanted to go up and pet it. And it's like, Kathy, come back. No, I want to go up and pet it. No, you don't go up there and pet it. You know? And she said, oh, there's kids here, so I won't go do it. And it's like, that's the reason? You know, the fact that you'll get gored? Hang on a second. Yes. In the back, do you remember it? Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, in response to the cougars and the mentioning of the cats and things.
Right. Okay. Anna.
No, I just have to be God's power and authority in the animals of the world. You have to show these animals respect.
Yes.
Just like you would show God respect.
True. Good point.
Moose in Alaska. You, if they're on the road, they don't care that you're there. You will stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because they own that road.
They yes. Yes, we do have to have respect for God. Okay. We love God because he first loved us. Kathy?
Talking about fearing God, we don't need to fear mankind. The worst mankind can do to us is kill us. God can send our soul to hell.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Next slide. We're actually moving along today. Verse 20. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Okay. And there's all kinds of avenues that we can take this in. You know, I love God, but yet I don't want to do what he tells me to do. Well, how can you do that? You know, I love God, but, you know, I really don't like this person at work. You know, no, you don't have to like the person. You know, I mean, but, you know, you can't hate the person. You know, how can you love God whom you have not seen, but yet you can't love your brother, sister, whoever? It says brother, but we can put, you know, different people there that you do see. God is love. God loves us regardless. Okay? He loves everybody. He wants everybody to do the right thing, but human choose not to. Okay? He wants everybody to do right. He wanted the children of Israel to do right. When they turned their back on him and started, you know, Moses came down from the Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments, what did they do? They convinced Aaron to do what? They melted down all their gold, made the golden calf, and what did they say about the golden calf? One at a time. Kathy? This is what brought us out of Egypt. The golden calf. Not God. Moses got mad and broke the tablets, you know. Had to go back and get, you know, revision 2. Did God hate the children of Israel because they turned their back on him and decided that this golden calf is what brought them out of Egypt?
He didn't hate them, he hated what they did.
Right. He didn't turn their back on him and say, fine, go on, worship this calf. No, he showed them the error of their ways and brought them back eventually. But did they stay there? No. They turned their backs on God again and went back to idols again. And after a while, they said, you know what? We're all wrong. We need to, you know, do what's right, and came back to God. God blessed them. Till years later, they, you know what? Disobeyed God and turned their back on God again. God put them into slavery. Then they realized, hey, you know what? This isn't right. We need to go back to God. So they came back, you know. Yes. Did you remember? Oh, okay. Go ahead. You did. Okay.
And it was hard to think about this. If we cannot forgive us, if we cannot forgive other people, then we become arrogant as if we're better. We're not better than the ones who are saved.
Right. Right. And let's take that a step further. You know, we can't say that we love God and hate our brother. How can we not forgive others when God forgives us? Okay? The same holds true. You know, God forgives us, we need to forgive others. God loves us, we need to love others. Okay? Because how can we be of God if we can't love. Verse 21, and this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. Have we heard that before? Where? Love one another as I have loved you. What's the second greatest commandment? Love your neighbor as yourself. Okay? And that's same thing, just written a little bit different. This commandment we have from Jesus, we have from God, that if we love God, we must love our brother also. Okay? So it's just restating the second commandment, that we must love our neighbor as ourselves. Yes.
He calls us a liar.
Mm-hmm.
We can't love our brother. We're a liar. That's strong language.
Yes, it is. Language that we need to take to heart, you know, that we can't say that we hate our brother who we can see, but yet we're not, you know, when God, we love God who we don't see. It is very strong language. Okay. Any other comments? Or this was all I had planned for today. This takes us through. Here they come. Number two there, the certainty of abiding in love. Went from chapter 3, verse 1, down to chapter 4, 21, which is where we just ended. And so I'm going to stop there for today. Next week, we'll pick up on number 3, that we can have the certainty of our salvation by exercising the faith. And this will be chapter 5, verse 1 through verse 12. And then the conclusion of 1 John is verses 13 through 21. And so we'll pick that up next week, chapter 5. And unless you have any other questions or comments, last chance, did you remember number 2? No, you can come in. Okay, that's fine. All right, well, thank you for being here, and you have an extra 5 minutes to socialize and fellowship with each other.